No, Alan.
Russ, you got a fidget spinner now?
Well, that's the thing. I couldn't. They're all sold out in my area, but I've come up with a bit of a little bit of a life hack. And I think I can get by for a bit until I can find the real deal. I'm just hoping none of the popular kids see this.
What do you got there, Russ?
See through this. It's a tech deck with a popsicle stick.
So, Russ, it looks like you've got a tech deck and you taped a popsicle stick and then you drilled a hole through the center and you stuck a thumbtack through the hole?
Yes.
This is just kind of a crude Beyblade that you've made.
Well, it has been a... It sort of works. I mean, look at this. You can get, like, a solid 5 to 6 spins on there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which, like, isn't a high-quality fidget spinner. It's more of a...
Now, Russ, I made my fidget spinner out of clay.
Here, like the ancient Mesopotamians did?
No, it's a dreidel.
Oh. I see. Trump is not the only one visiting the Wailing Wall.
Yeah, I visited the Wailing Wall to get a fidget spinner.
you're just like Buster, when they made the spinoff Buster cartoon where Buster went traveling and he was
Postcards from Buster, you mean?
Yeah, Postcards from Buster, of course. And you've just been traveling out and about.
You know what's fucked up about Postcards from Buster is that Buster was gone for like maybe a summer, and he had like 100 episodes.
Oh my god!
So like, what was he doing?
He got unstuck in time.
Buster got unstuck in time and was just like traveling.
Billy Pilgrim.
And you know what was fucked up is he was traveling with his dad, who kind of looks like Subway Jared if he was a rabbit. Do you remember what his dad looked like?
No, I don't. It's totally erased from my mind.
Go look up Buster Baxter's dad.
What was the name of their teacher that looked like Vincent Price?
Mr. Ratburn.
Mr. Ratburn. They all thought he was evil.
Well, see, he kind of was evil because he had evil puppets.
Yeah, that's right. He was controlled by evil puppets?
No, he just liked puppets.
I don't want to immediately imply that, like, oh, what if this children's cartoon was actually fucked up? Because that was the most boring thing. I literally think that Arthur is an AI. Arthur was created by an AI.
So, hold on. I'm trying to piece this together, Russ. How is he an AI? What did they make him for?
I think Arthur as a series was made from a bioorganic brain trapped in PBS.
Okay. So you think this is a consciousness that was formed in the crucible of PBS halls.
Now,
kind of like the primordial ooze over millennia.
Here's what I think. What's the name of Big Bird again? Alfred Spinney? What's his name again?
What?
Richard Spinney? Big Bird? Spinney. Googling this. Sorry, everybody. Carol Spinney. Carol Spinney actually died years ago and got trapped in the Big Bird suit. But he died by getting struck by lightning while walking on the... This is the dumbest thing I've ever talked about.
That would explain why there's that one episode of Sesame Street where Grover turns to the camera and says, "We are formless. We are the very discipline and morality that Americans invoke so often. How could anyone hope to eliminate us? As long as this nation exists, will we.
But when Carol Spinney was walking the Great Wall of China, he was struck by lightning and he died, but his biomass morphed with the Big Bird suit and became some sort of bioorganic supercomputer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That now controls Sesame Street, which is a magical place.
It's
kind of like the Black Lodge in Twin Peaks.
Oh, okay. It is a lot like the Black Lodge in Twin Peaks.
If you think about it.
That would also explain why Elmo... said "Let's rock," and then started dancing, and then later he said "I am the arm," and he sat in a chair next to Big Bird.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Look at this picture of Buster's dad and tell me he doesn't look like Rabbit Jared Fogel.
I hate that.
Do you remember
do you remember the
band that he was traveling with, Los Viajeros?
Oh my god, what about I was thinking about this the other day, what about Matt Damon?
Oh, he's and remember when Muffy wanted to fuck Matt Damon?
Oh my god.
Remember,
I mean, he was the hot business back then. Now he's
when what's his face? Lance Armstrong was there?
Mm-hmm. I think I remember that. Lance Armstrong furry.
It's fucked up. Lance Armstrong, he was there. Remember when Art Garfunkel was a moose that was singing in their yard?
fucked up because Lance Armstrong, not even the worst substance abuser on the Arthur show. I'm looking at you, Binky.
So you think Binky's, you think Binky's using roids, or
I think he's freebasing.
You think Binky's freebasing?
Yeah. Welcome to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza and Binky podcast on the planet. This week we're talking nostalgic cartoons, bioorganic supercomputers, Fogel rabbits, all of that biz. I think all of those things probably fit within the larger Twin Peak mold, because I can imagine all those being in the Black Lodge at this point.
There was that time that Miss McGrady, the lunch lady, put a big old heaping helping of cream corn on Arthur's plate and said it was Garmin Bozia.
All the sin in the universe. Oh, man. Or what is it? It's not sin. It's like fear.
It's suffering and pain.
Suffering and pain. God yes. Damn it. There was a lot of suffering and pain in Arthur. Remember when Arthur got a cut and the brain told him, like, you might die. The cut is full of germs. You might get a bacterial infection and died. And it scared Russ as a child. It scared me to my fucking core.
I mean, it's true. That's the thing. Is that it's
almost as scared as I am that the cool kids figure out this fidget spinner is just a improvised tech deck with a half a popsicle stick. It's not like a cross shape. It's still the three, but you know, I got a pair of scissors and cut the popsicle stick in half. But it's not like a very good cut. It's all splintery and gross looking. So I really put some scotch tape over it. So it's real. It doesn't look too great, Alan. Hey, Alan. You know, you might disagree. Does it look like a real fidget spinner?
No, Russ. It just kind of looks like some kind of contraption like Ed and Eddie would come up with.
So it's horny.
Yeah, it's like the horny board with a face on it that they like.
Do you think I could make any ladies?
Ladies?
Do you think I could make Steve Agee's swoon?
Steve Agee's. Maybe if you get on his stupid podcast.
Was it bad? Have you listened?
No, but I got mad at it because I'm like, are you trying to be like, oh yeah, dude?
Wait a minute. Steve Agee, you're going to have to come on the podcast and fight us. The podcast is always open for our enemies, our various enemies who want to take us fucking down. Think they know more shit than us. If any of you think you have what it takes to come on the podcast, I fucking dare you to come on here.
Mike Mitchell, the Spoon Man, you follow me on Twitter. Please come on the podcast and prove us wrong about pizza.
James Woods, maybe instead of clicking immediately on the lawsuit button, why don't you click the answer call button on Skype and talk to us for a fucking minute and stand for your awful, awful case, you dumb man. You fucking pseudo-woodo piece of shit.
You coward.
Has anybody ever photoshopped James Woods' face on a pseudo-woodo and said fake Woods?
I would, but he'd probably sue me.
Well, Alan, you know, we all know about your berserker rages, so he'd probably find a way to, like, get you.
He'd probably bait me into, like, beating the shit out of him?
Yeah.
Probably.
He'd probably start referencing his own Family Guy character and making you so mad.
Oh, what's his he has a Family Guy character?
Yeah, he played himself, but, like, hilarious, like, goofy.
Oh, like Adam West.
Basically stole a joke from The Simpsons. Sorry, I'm gonna take a sip of a beverage because that burn was so fucking.
Do you crack open
hard.
A cold one?
It's Memorial Day, baby. No, I just choked.
Oh, Russ, now hold on. Let me. Russ, this is beer for babies. This has 0.1% alcohol.
It's the champagne of beers, which is to say, it's just bubbly garbage.
This is just La Croix that you put one drop of rubbing alcohol into.
That's true. And I'm so tipsy right now. I'm a light drinker. I'm not going to lie. When I get drunk when I rub rubbing alcohol onto my skin, which I do regularly. Because I can't afford baby oil, so this is the only way for me to get slick before one of my signature wrestling debuts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Russ, you're all caught up with... to bring it back to Twin Peaks, you're all caught up now, right?
Yes, I have learned the secret of Twin Peaks. I've realized that there's actually a third peak.
Uh-huh. The third peak, it turns out, was the boner in Agent Cooper's pants.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I think it was kind of weird that the giant in the lodge He is wearing a fedora now. I also think it's kind of weird.
He's talking about, and he has a noise band now too.
I think it's also kind of weird that Bob turned into Skrillex. He shaved like half of his head, and now he just kind of looks like Skrillex. He's still doing Bob, the normal shit, but.
And now it's become like We Are Your Friends. It's become like a DJ adventure because Cooper has gone back to our, I guess, ostensibly the Twin Peaks world. I don't know if it's our world.
I think it is our
world. And he has to spin tracks and get the big record deal before Bob does and uses an evil record player to take over the millennial mind.
Uh-huh, that's true. And he has to use, what he's done is he's pioneered the art of using a fidget spinner on the DJ records to spin them even faster.
What did you think about the log lady sacrificing her log by putting it on the turntable herself?
Uh-huh, and she put it on the turntable, and Sheriff Harry Truman got out a little whittling kit, and he whittled it while it was spinning like it was like a clay, like it was clay that he was sculpting.
It was beautiful. I mean, it's like a pretty Lynchian thing, actually.
I mean, yeah, it was like a lathe that he'd formed with the DJ record and her log, and he carved it into a statue of her husband, and it came to life.
Wow. And it was fucking huge.
And then it hugged her. It was a pretty emotional moment.
And then like the beats just started going in, and you know, 180, four on the floor, get your ass on the, you know, get your ass on the floor.
Grass. Yeah.
Yeah. Get your ass on the grass. You know, just like, damn, I was jamming and screaming and having the best time of my life. And I was like,
now, how did you, what did you think about Michael Cera playing Dead Mouse?
Alan, that was actually a dead mouse. That was not Michael Cera.
Oh, that is very Lynchian, huh? That explains why the camera was just pointed at this dead mouse on the floor for like 10 minutes.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
It was fucked up because it was in a fridge next to the baby from Eraserhead.
Hey, guys. I'm the lady in the radiator with the big fake cheeks. Wait.
Are you that, Alan?
That would explain why it's so hot in here.
Wait a minute. Alan, yeah. I just ripped off these fake cheeks of yours here, and they're full of fidget spinners. You've been holding out on me.
I've been keeping all these fidget spinners on my cheeks to make artificial scarcity so I can sell the fidget spinners. It's economics, baby.
You fuck. You piece of shit.
Yep.
Ugh. You make me so fucking mad.
I've also got all my Beanie Babies from the 90s in these cheeks.
You know that I care a lot about Beanie Babies.
Which was your favorite one?
Just, you should have, as a kid, like, legitimately, which was my favorite Beanie Baby?
Yeah, what was your favorite Beanie Baby?
I like that frog.
Frog is pretty good.
What was his name?
I like the platypus.
Was that Beanie Baby frog name? What's the name of that frog?
Russ, the name of it, the Beanie Baby was Pepe.
Oh, his name was Legs.
Oh.
Fuck that's, yeah.
Okay. Huh. That's weird. Didn't expect that. It's Memorial Day. We're remembering our favorite Beanie Babies.
It's a memorialized. I had a crocodile one too. It was the Beanie Baby. I got the crocodile one like way too old. I was like, because it was like, I was getting action figures at that point, but I was like, I kind of want a Beanie Baby again. I remember the look on my dad's face when I was like six. And my dad's like, do you really want a Beanie Baby?
Six isn't too old for a Beanie Baby, is it?
Maybe. I don't know.
I had a Furby when I was five. Is that okay?
Yeah, but Furby is like,
Furbies
are supposed to teach you fear.
Furbies are supposed to teach you fear of they're supposed to teach you not to have. They're supposed to teach you the fear that comes with having a baby, kind of like Eraserhead. You get a Furby, you watch Eraserhead, and then you're terrified, and then you never have sex again.
Yes,
that's how they scare kids into being Volcel.
Yeah, and to be afraid of AI and robots and computers and such.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's also part of what Arthur is for, to keep you from, you know, to keep you scared of AIs.
Yes.
It's weird that Brain from Arthur was like a neural network that was created inside of PBS.
Yes. Cyber Chase was real, and Mother Brain was actually the creation of Carol Spinney dying and becoming a bioorganic.
Please, it was Motherboard. Gilbert Gottfried who did he represent as Digit?
What was Digit? I always thought Digit was the calculator app for some reason.
No, Digit's the little purple bird man with the hat.
Yeah, I always assumed that Digit was like the calculator app. Just in, like...
Oh, what was he supposed to represent?
Tron form. You know how Tron was a program? That's what Digit was. If you think about it, Digit and Tron are the same thing.
There, okay, so there was Hacker. Didn't he have two lackeys?
Yes.
What were their names? Orbot and Cubot?
Scratch and Grounder.
Isn't he kind of just Eggman?
If you think about it.
Do you think, like, who do you... Okay, hold on. I know we've talked about, like, Sonic live movie castings or voiceover castings for a movie. What if Christopher Lloyd is Eggman?
That would be good.
That'd actually be good, I think.
It was Christopher Lloyd. I never knew that.
Yeah, Christopher Lloyd was Hacker. Death Grips Hacker. Has anybody made a Death Grips Cyber Chase mashup or like AMV?
That would rule.
Did they ever end Cyber Chase? Did they kill Hacker?
It was Buzz and Delete.
Oh, Buzz and Delete.
Buzz and Delete.
I feel like they looked like one of them looked like Crow T Robot or something.
Oh yeah. No, they look more like Scratch and Grounder than I'd like to admit.
Let me look at these fucking guys. Oh, they do kind of look like Scratch and Grounder. Ugh, what
kinda Buzz kind of look like you and me.
Buzz kind of looks like he kind of looks like an Aureo monster.
Does kind of look like.
Oh man!
If you think about it, we kind of look like them. I'm the little one.
Yeah, that's true. Now, Russ, speaking of, I want to know how Zula Patrol figures into the PBS AI.
Zula Patrol, is that what Zaboomafoo eventually turned into?
No, it was this weird show about aliens that go into space and they teach you about space shit. Mm-hmm. It was on from 2005 to 2007 on PBS.
I just want to say real quick, you know why I went from Kratz Country into Zaboomafoo? It's the fucking Kratz were killed and replaced by androids.
That makes sense.
And Zaboomafoo was the only thing to survive because they were able to put nanites into its head. Think about it, people. The globalists and George Soros don't want you to know about this.
The water, they got fluoride in the water turning the lemurs gay.
Oh.
Now, what about Between the Lines? I think Between the Lines takes place in a future where all humans are dead and animals have evolved sentience. And they hang out in the library.
You just stole this from the BuzzFeed fucking...
This is the Toy Story universe, yes.
Yeah, it's the Toy Story fucking thing.
Uh-huh.
Do you think of libraries as a kind of temple of knowledge?
I think so.
Well, that puts us into temple talk. Alan, do we have any big temple discussions
this week? Not that I know of.
Oh, boy. Bad time for temples. Nothing sacred anymore.
Yeah, it's, I don't know what the deal with temples is recently.
I feel like as I've lost control of my own life, as a nation and a world, I feel like we're losing control of everything. All that used to be sacred has been lost, and now the only temples left are fucking KFC, Taco Bells.
Oh fuck! I mean, you know, I feel like
what's more famous than the Famous Bowl, though?
I mean, that's true. And that Nashville Hot Chicken.
Oh yeah. I never
Nashville
had
hot
that.
Chicken. I never had it either, because just go to Bojangles or Popeyes or something.
Yeah.
I went to churches recently.
It's closer to go to Popeyes. We have a Popeyes that's closer than KFC. What the fuck?
You should just go there. I went to churches. Is that kind of like a temple?
Yeah, it is a church.
There's a churches
you
that
can
I go to.
You get married in a church's chicken, right?
That's true, yeah. There's a churches I always go to whenever I'm in Greenville and I have the chance. I went there when I was getting my TSA pre-check. Thing, so I don't have to, so that way I can become a pilot, basically. Mm-hmm. Whenever I go to the airport, I get to just go ahead and walk right up to the pilot's cabin and just, and sit with him. Mm-hmm. That's my seat on all planes now, because I'm TSA pre-check. And I went to churches, and for us, you know what my favorite part of churches is? They put a little bit of honey on them biscuits.
Ooh, you? They just drop it on? No,
it's just glazed
shit
on the top, and it's just glazed right on top.
Love that glaze.
Now what I mean, if glaze is good.
I was about to say the male glaze, but that's a different thing.
The male glaze. Okay, hold on. So Russ, I know that you've got a jar in your room on the shelf that says male glaze, and inside of it is a little statue of Rainbow Dash. I don't think that's what we're putting on the biscuits here, Russ.
For one, it's not Rainbow Dash, it's Rainbow Bright. For second, it's just glaze I made for my bro's turkey.
Oh, you just saved that in the... Okay. You're saving it up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then we're gonna eat glazed Rainbow Bright. It's just our horrible vor. Rough vor, not soft vor.
Okay.
Wait, is it rough vor or dark vor?
Dark vor is like, that's when you get eaten by one of the Dark Enlightenment guys. You get dark. You get eaten in like a neo-feudalist state.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and you have to be a trad wife. But yeah, that's dark vor. Mm-hmm. Does that explain all your questions, Russ? Do you have any more vor questions?
I have zero questions in my life anymore. I can die now.
Oh, finally.
Now I'm free.
But Russ, we have one more thing to do before we end the show.
Oh, fuck. This podcast ties me to this terrible earth still.
It's true.
Fuck.
It's time for the Robin's Millet.
The Robin's Millet, our favorite segment. It started off as the Robin Minute, but then Robin got really busy and isn't on Twitter very much anymore, so our conversations with her have come to a minimum. So instead, we spend a minute talking about robins, which I guess ostensibly also means birds.
And what they eat.
And what they eat. What we're eating. Or maybe, our favorite kind of birds. I don't know.
I got something to talk about, Russ. Let's get this started.
Okay, okay. Let me get this app started in 3, 2, 1, go.
Russ, my dad was watching a baseball game, and I came in there, and what happened is there was a bird that just landed up in the announcer's booth, and it was just hanging out with them for like 20 minutes.
Was it a sweet little guy?
It was a little sparrow. It's just a little.
It bums me out. Actually, I'm gonna put this time aside to say goodbye to a fallen person. We had a bird in our house. My sister's bird Ty died recently. It was a rough time for us, so actually the segment sucks. Fuck this segment. It's like all Red Robins.
Let's go to Red Robin. I went to Red Robins once and it wasn't very good.
Yeah, it's not very good, but you get that big old thing onion rings. That's fun.
I don't like onion rings that much.
What the fuck?
The only kind of I like onion rings is when I go to Sonic's and I eat the burger that has an onion ring on it. Or the Rodeo Burger from Burger King.
I like the Rodeo Burger a lot from You don't like dipping a onion ring in a ranch dressing?
Ranch fucking sucks.
You're except crazy.
Ranch is only good as, like, I like ranch on chicken sandwiches.
I been more excited for a Robin's Millet to end.
Too bad.
Never have I ever been this excited for this to fucking close down.
Now, Russ, last time I heard that you told me you went to a party with a bunch of girls and you tried playing Never Have I Ever. And all you did was just talk about all the times you were excited for different podcasts.
Well, just for my friend Alan to just shut their yapper about freaking things they don't understand.
I mean, you know what? I don't know much. But I know why I love Zod. And that may be all I need to know. It's Domino's Goes.
You defeated me. I feel like that part in the stand battle where I thought I caught you in a trap, and then you actually like...
And then I busted out the Aaron Neville.
Not actually.
Russ, I had several different pizzas this week. But all of them, two of them are something old, something new, something blue. However that goes. I had a Little Caesars again, which... Oh.
Or the return. The Gaul-conquering monster or the great hero of Rome, depending on who you ask, has come and conquered Alan's taste buds. Let's see if it was a time of glory or a time of darkness.
Guess what, Russ? The smokehouse is still around.
What the fuck? That feels like something that shouldn't have been there in the first place,
to be at Little Caesars, and it's still there. Like, maybe it's permanently on the menu. I don't know. But I ate it, and it's still good. It's fucked up.
Yes.
I had like a piece of their normal pepperoni, which is just, it's fine. It's nothing special.
Yeah. It's tasty cardboard.
It's all right. It's like better than like cafeteria pizza. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's okay. The crazy bread's actually pretty good sometimes. But like, yeah, I had that. I had another urban pie. This was the one that had like the chicken sausage, the yellow peppers. Very good. I love that urban pie. That's been my default frozen pizza nowadays. The other thing, the something new, the Arby's pizza slider.
Ugh.
I had two of these Arby's pizza sliders, and I bought two of them just because they're kind of small. And man, was that a mistake, because they are very bad, and I shouldn't have even bought one.
They look like a bad idea.
So let me pull it up to see exactly what was on here, because I can tell you what it tasted like. Mm-hmm. And what it tasted like was, it tasted like somebody took the lunch meats from a Lunchables, mm-hmm. With some cold marinara, and then put it on an Arby's slider bun, which I gotta tell you, the Arby's slider buns are actually pretty nice.
Yeah, no, I no joke. I haven't been eating as much fast food as I used to. Trying to get a little healthier. Kind of half doing that, trying, but still. And if I do get fast food these days, mostly it's Arby's because it's very close, and you can get like a 2 or 3 of those like chicken sandwiches, and they're usually pretty good.
Yeah, but this has salami, pepperoni, provolone, marinara, and then on a bun. And I feel like the pepperoni more than anything was just like very bad. Like it was just. I mean, and I'm a person that eats, like, frozen pepperonis off of frozen pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this was gross.
Grody.
It's grody. And it was too many slices. We can put maybe 2 or 3 on there. And it was just thick. And it was just, like, just cold, salty meat. And it was just not good. And then the marinara sauce, it just felt like they just got some ragu and dumped it on there.
Probably, like, took some of those, like, lukewarm packets for, like, the cheese sticks and just dumped it on top.
I'm actually sure that's probably what they did. It's just not good. I mean, I should have just got a roast beef slider or like a chicken slider or something.
Just get the chicken sliders. I think.
Now, are you getting the buffalo chicken sliders? Are you getting the buffalo?
No.
I don't like the buffalo.
The buffalo's not bad, but it's kind of hit or miss lately for the last couple times I went there. So I just get the normal chickens. And
yeah, the chicken and cheese. It has like the little piece of cheese on there.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like the most American cheese. Like they have elevated. That's what I like it so much is that it's like they've taken like whatever flavor like ultra processed American cheeses and amplified it by 20.
Wait, Russ. The cheese that's on those chicken and cheese sliders is Swiss.
Well, they very much don't taste Swiss. To me, it tastes like hard. I don't know.
I mean, well, hold on. Let me see. I usually get the roast beef slider. Let me see what they put on there. That's also Swiss. That doesn't taste like Swiss.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like Swiss. To me, it just tastes like ultra bland American cheese, but like amazingly slow.
I thought it was like white American cheese. Like white. Yeah. Or like that's white amazing cheddar or something. I mean, it's good.
It's like good for fast food, like ultra processed cheese, like tasting in a way that it shouldn't be.
Now, Russ, you know what? I usually don't fuck with the sliders all the time. Or if I do, I just like replace instead of getting a fry, I might get a slider or something. Usually I just get like a smokehouse or something like that. Have you fucked with the smokehouse?
I've totally forgot the smokehouse at Arby's.
It's like, it's brisket. You can get a smokehouse brisket with like Gouda. It has like crispy.
I got that once. I did not like it.
It's got like crispy onions, mayo, barbecue.
I didn't like it. I remember being like disappointed.
You should get the Smoke Mountain. It has all their smoked meats on one sandwich.
What the fuck? The Smoke Mountain?
It's like the Meat Mountain, except it's not as big because there's not as many smoked meats. It's got pork belly, which you can also just get as a sandwich by itself. Smoked brisket.
As somebody who's like cheddar cheese. Loves pork belly, it scares me. It scares me. Like the thought of getting pork belly at fucking Arby's, like it sounds dark. Maybe
do you know? Do you know what the pork? I've had the pork belly. Do you know what the pork belly is kind of like? It's like what? They say they bill it as kind of like a more tender style of bacon.
Yeah,
it's like if the McRib was good.
That's wild. You've just said some insane shit to me, and I don't know how to think about it.
It's like it's just like a thick like bacon shaped or kind of like McRib shaped, like
right.
Little
yeah.
Like little piece of meat of like pork meat. And it's just like if the McRib was, like, not shit. Like, if the McRib was made of, like, actual meat.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, more real meat. Maybe not actual meat, but, like... I think if you like pork belly, if you like the McRib, this is better than that.
I don't like the McRib.
I think the McRib's gross. I always try one every year, and then I wind up, like, regretting it.
Yes. I have a McRib shirt, and it always slays. People are always telling me, I love that shirt, Russ. So funny, Russ. But you're definitely not annoyed or astounded that I have it in any way and then get pissed off that I'm wearing it in public.
Yeah.
Yes.
Breaking news, Russ.
Boop, 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 boop.
I'm checking the wires here. Our friend Steven Strom weighs in to say that the horny berry boy from My Hero Academia is the worst. He agrees with me.
He's the horny ball boy is a national disgrace and should be ejected from Japan, where then he will find solace as a politician in America, because that's where he kind of deserves to be.
Now, do you think he? Who do you think would be in Trump's cabinet? I think he's going to replace Jared. He's going to marry Ivanka. The horny ball boy is going to marry Ivanka.
He's going to replace Kushner.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We don't know when. They never say exactly when My Hero Academia takes place. You know, in an alternate universe. What if horny ball boy is out universe?
Do you think he's just shaving his head?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's Kushner grows little balls out of his head and is,
Russ, always, you know what?
That always orb, latching on the backs Russ, of people. What?
That orb? It was one of the balls.
That would be the greatest heel turn in the history of the universe if the ball boy became the main villain of My Hero Academia.
One time I read a doujin and he showed up in it. And as soon as he showed up, I just closed my computer.
You had to leave. Like, oh, step out of the room.
I can't read this anymore. Sorry.
Don't even smoke cigarettes, but you just found a cigarette on the ground and started smoking it.
Yeah. I had to smoke the Phantom cigar.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Don't you have a vape rig now,
Alan? I'm buying a weed vape to use in Colorado.
Oh, fuck.
That's coming in the mail tomorrow.
I'm worried because, like, you of all people, like,
Listen,
I've seen your razor setup. Your room is 90% razor products at this point.
That's true.
Well, if you introduce vape rigs into your life, oh my god.
It's just gonna be like it's gonna be like a jungle, like a rainforest of steam.
You're gonna be a David Lynchian. It's gonna look like an H.R. Giger album cover. Your room.
It's like basically
pistons.
Gonna be that.
And pumping steam and like penile objects like shooting everywhere, and you'll walk in and Aleph be like, you want to hit?
And then I just like grab something off the wall, like a tube extends from the wall and it like juts down your throat and like steam flies out of your eyes. And
it somehow looks like a nipple combined with a dick, but like cyber electronic bio.
And it has like a spine and like a rib cage on it.
And it like seeps out white liquid, but when you suck it comes out as like a dark vapor.
Yeah, it's just black smoke pouring out. Oh, what's this? I got hey Russ, check this out. I got cream corn e-juice.
That was Bob's plan all along. Anyway,
it's true. Russ, what kind of pizza do you eat?
I had the Megabyte pizza. It's a local two restaurant chain, I guess you'd say, in the Vancouver, Washington area that borders Portland, Oregon. And they've got two locations. We went to the smaller one that was off the highway. And it wasn't great. It was one of those pizza that was more like a garden salad than a pizza, where it was like an ultra thin crust, a little bit of like red sauce. And like just as many fucking, we got like the Supreme or something. And they were like, at least I swear to God, like three green peppers and an onion chopped onto this thing. And it was tasty. I like a lot of green peppers and onions, but man, it's not great. You know, just too much of a good thing can be bad sometimes. And not a lot of like meat to it, which isn't super important. It also had like the little crumbled sausage, which is good. But not when it's kind of like your primary meat. Anyway, that's it. It was an okay Supreme pizza. We went there mostly because it had two pinball tables on it. And it had the fucking NASCAR pinball table, which actually kind of sucks because the catch and release is like...
Well, you know how I feel about Dale Earnhardt.
I know how you feel about... what's her fucking name?
Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick, yeah. Sonic's only human friend.
Uh-huh. Do you think they might introduce more humans in Sonic Forces?
I mean, we could let's get through our pizza news and we could talk about that.
We'll
a little
talk
bit
about
more
that.
The Sonic subject.
Russ, I have wait. You had a Tombstone French bread pizza too, right?
Oh yeah, Alan is eating urban pie. I recently have been eating a lot of Tombstone French bread pizza.
You know what, Russ? I was ragging on you, but I do like those Tombstone frozen French bread pizzas.
Yeah, I got them the other day because like I couldn't find Stouffer's and I was feeling some nostalgia. Like I was like, oh, I wanted some French bread pizza. It's pretty good. What
Russ,
the fuck?
I think French bread pizza is good. I think it's an underutilized type of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of something that a class I had in middle school. Mm-hmm. This is gonna sound insane, It was a biotechnology class that we had in middle school. But the guy who taught it was senile.
Did you have a fucking Eureka or part of the X-Men Academy, Professor X Academy?
No, I actually went to a very poor middle school, but we had this biotechnology class, which mainly meant that we went out to the farm that the farm animals that the high school, like, ag students kept. And we talked about those, and we talked about, like, I don't think the teacher actually knew what biotechnology was. He was just kind of senile and old. And eventually he got replaced by somebody in the class's mom.
Hell yeah.
Which is fucked up. Because people would just make fun of that kid constantly. But one of the things this old man taught us while showing us, like, Old Yeller and, like, a bunch of other old shitty movies and stuff, because he didn't actually feel like teaching because he just wanted to take a nap. One of the things he told us what to do is he told us how to make a pizza using a hamburger bun, a spaghetti sauce, and mozzarella cheese, shredded mozzarella cheese.
Well, did he have a big fluffy white beard and a twinkle in his eye, and then at the end of the school year he grabbed you by the shoulder and said, "Young Alan, I'll be on my way." It just disappeared to the North Pole.
No. He was just old, and then eventually he retired.
I disagree. I think you're protecting this person's identity. There's some sort of mystical fairy or ghost.
We just put, like, tomato sauce and shredded cheese on these hamburger buns.
That is kind of biotechnology, if you think about it.
We are kind of biohacking hamburger buns. And you just put them in the toaster oven for, like, a couple minutes to melt the cheese. We ate them while watching Old Yeller.
Yeah. Biohacked. Think about it.
And then the guy's mom came and she read us like a weird motivational book about he was like something that used like a metaphor of like mice in a maze. It sucked. It was gross. It was dumb.
Is flowers and for Algernon?
No, that would be more biotechnology than what this is. This is like a motivational book that a businessman wrote. It was the art of the deal.
Exactly.
And at the center of the maze was his daughter and her bare legs.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
beautiful, beautiful bare legs. Make a little mouse go screamy. I've been testing mice to see if they could detect gold under couches because I'm always looking for more gold. And so I will put pounds of gold at one end, but also my daughter's legs to try to attract them in the wrong direction, and we kill those mice.
Because he doesn't want any challengers.
That's my impression of Donald Trump trying to train mice to find gold under couches.
It was kind of halfway between Donald Trump and like Felix's impression of Jared Kushner.
Yes.
Anyway, I've got some secret domino scoop.
Ooh, we've got, this is the closest I've come to journalism since I
quit journalism.
Yeah, quit journalism to become a slob. Alan, drop this on me.
This is from an anonymous source, only known as a Lurchin, who says that, she said, they're redoing the Cinestics and breadsticks at Domino's and adding a new kind of breadstick as well. Here we go. So the Cinestics and breadsticks are going to be in a dumb shape. Her boss's boss described it as the same shape as a cancer ribbon. How do you feel about that, Russ?
Ooh, that's a lot to take in. As somebody who doesn't really get the breadsticks at Domino's very much, I get it that they're trying to bring it back in a way.
Yeah, I don't eat those either. So the breadsticks are going to get Parmesan and the garlic oil that goes on the crust of the hand-tossed pizzas instead of the shake-on stuff that they usually put on it.
Right.
So that's good. The Cinestics are going to have some fucked-up goo that goes on them instead of cinnamon sugar.
Like a cinnamon sugar goo?
I think it might be kind of like, what I'm guessing it's going to be like, is I'm guessing it's going to be like the cinnamon sticks at, like, the cinnamon bread sticks at CC's. And if that's the case, that'll be great. Apparently, she says all the changes sound bad, but apparently they're supposed to be really good. But the cancer ribbon shape doesn't make any sense yet. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. The cheesy bread is apparently getting the garlic oil on top as well.
That's good. Hey, if they flavor augment that That's biotechnology there. Somebody was actually paid attention in class, Alan. And they're biohacking this fucking cheese bread, which is already great, making it better.
Yeah, the other thing is that the butter oil that they use at Domino's, that and the garlic oil are the only things that Lurchin thinks could kill somebody if you consumed enough of them. And that the butter oil, if you put too much on the breadsticks, smells like fish when they come out of the oven.
What if they vape it? What if you vaped it?
What if you vape the butter oil?
What if you vape the butter oil? Lurchin, if you're Lurchin, hearing this.
Vape the butter oil with me, Lurchin.
Fuck, that would rule so hard.
Yeah, anyway. Look, Russ, speaking of Trump, I got some fake news here.
Fake news? What?
It's from the Harris poll.
The Harris poll? What the fuck?
So I'm gonna go down this list. They have the Harris poll Equitrend restaurant brands of the year. And I'm just gonna go down this list. Best burger restaurant, Five Guys. Does that sound okay to you?
Reasonable. I mean, hype, you know, I can't say it's the best or anything.
It's okay. It's
fine. I couldn't picture that.
Casual dining restaurant, Cheesecake Factory. Never been to one, so I don't know.
People like Cheesecake Factory a lot. If you want a 1,700 calorie piece of cheesecake, that's where you go.
Chicken restaurant, Chick-fil-A. That's fucked.
That's fucked.
They're okay. Coffee, Starbucks, obviously. Fast casual Mexican, Moe's.
What? I've never even heard what Moe's is.
Oh, really? There's one really close to me where I go there for lunch sometimes. It's like a Chipotle. Okay, here's the thing about Moe's, Russ. It's like a Chipotle, but every time you go in there, somebody screams at you.
Yes.
You go into Chipotle and you go into Moe's and somebody must, by their code, they must scream, "Welcome to Moe's."
Oh, every time somebody opens the door. Like, I have no body and I must scream.
No. Somebody screams, "Welcome to Moe's," every time somebody opens the door and comes into the restaurant. It's awful. But the burritos are okay. They're like Chipotle level. I don't think they're as good as Chipotle, but I mean, they probably don't give you E. coli, so they're okay. Ice cream and Froyo, Ben and Jerry's. Okay. Here's the thing that's fucked up. Well, hold on. Let me skip ahead. Sandwich shop, Subway. Subway wins the best sandwiches.
What the fuck?
That's gross. That doesn't make
any
sense.
Pie of Fogel.
It's just Fogel stuff.
Yeah, for some reason I saw a pie pizza on the sandwich of Fogel.
Yeah, the sandwich of Fogel. Not any of the Freaky Fast Jimmy John's? Not even a Quiznos?
Not even a Potbelly?
Not even a Jersey Mike's? Or Jersey Firehouse
Mike.
Subs?
If Jersey Mike put out... Listen, as somebody who recently has become tank top man, hanging around in a tank top everywhere, I understand, but Jersey Mike, put on a real shirt.
Anyway.
Jersey Mike, put on a real shirt, and maybe I'd start eating at your restaurant.
Best pizza chain. Do you know what they voted for best pizza chain?
Alan, don't say it to me.
Papa John's.
Ugh.
It's insane.
I haven't met a single person who was like, "Oh, I love Papa John's."
I've never met anybody in my life that likes Papa John's more than any other pizza. So, for the first time since 2012, Papa John's is the pizza chain brand of the year. It shows a significant increase in quality and purchase consideration to unseat Pizza Hut, which had the top brand honor for the last 4 years. Fucked up. Following Papa John's in order, here are the other top pizzas. Blaze. Okay.
Okay.
That's
reasonable.
Fair. You know what? That's fair. Pizza Hut. Okay.
What? Okay.
That's fucked. But it should be in the top three, I guess. Marco's Pizza. Now, Russ, I've been to a Marco's Pizza before. And you know what, Russ? It's not that great.
This is the darkest. This is some dark shit. This is fake news.
This is fake news. I've been to Marco's. I had like the founder's favorite or something. I went there in Raleigh. It's not that great. It's okay.
Okay, Alan. To be fair though, what have founders known jack shit? You know what I mean?
This is true. I mean, but it's just why?
I don't know.
Why has this happened? And you know what's the most fucked up thing about Moe's is they said Moe's has a unique tie to pop culture and a knack for engaging customers that's appealing to its core consumer.
I've never even heard of it.
I hate it. Millennials love it, apparently, according to these
Millennials
stats.
Millennials love it.
Millennials love getting
They're
shouted
eating
at.
Eating it up. Oh my god.
It's so fucked up. Oh, you want to know what the top burgers are behind Five Guys?
What?
Let's see. Wait, is it... Oh, okay. After Five Guys, In-N-Out. Okay, yeah, that's fine. It won 2 years in a row previously. So Five Guys, In-N-Out, Shake Shack, Wendy's, Culver's, Whataburger, McDonald's, Sonic, Smashburger, Steak and Shake.
I don't know how to feel about life anymore.
Yeah, it's fucked up, right?
I feel disconnected from the world and everything.
I feel like I'm in the Black Lodge.
Uh-huh.
Now here's maybe this story will give you some hope. A pizza chain offered journalists free food after Greg Gianforte's body slamming incident. So here it is. It's Pie Pizzeria in Washington offered support of the edible kind for Love a Journalist Day. Let's see. Bring a press credential, business card, or other identifier to any Pie Pizza location today and get a free pizza for journalists.
I have a degree.
You probably could have went to Washington and got a free pizza.
I work for a very popular, very influential podcast called Hogcast Speedy Delivery, so.
I mean, you know, if we just made business cards, we probably could have got a free pizza, Russ.
Yeah, business cards? You kidding me?
Yeah, I could have shown up with those.
Yeah, just printed off in a printer on some, like, 11 by 9 paper.
Or yeah.
8.5 by 11 paper. Cut it out and just keep it in your wallet and just kind of flash it real quick and make sure they don't notice that it's, like, very thin and, like, free pizza, 2 free pies.
Yeah. Now, Russ, I've got something I think you'll probably need.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new goth pizza in town.
Hell yeah. This is what I've been looking forward to.
Well, it's activated charcoal pizza.
What the fuck?
The crust in this pizza is made from activated charcoal, healthifying your favorite junk food. It's available in places like Japan, Indonesia, the UK, and Canada. And it started to slowly appear in America. Olivella restaurant in North Bergen, New Jersey is now serving their pizzas with a charcoal crust, as well as activated charcoal, mozzarella, and pasta.
What?
So it's a thing that's been big in Japan. It's just, I don't know if it's entirely made out of charcoal or what, but, no. I think it's okay. I think the crust is, there's another picture of it here. It kind of looks like it could be made entirely out of charcoal, but I think they just put charcoal in the crust.
Okay.
So it's not like it's just made out of charcoal, because that would be insane.
That would be wild.
Yeah, that's crazy. But there's another one.
Getting an urn out and eating all the ashes in it.
It's like just eating grandma's ashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I've never done.
Yeah,
I have never done that.
You've denied that constantly. It's a little bit suspicious.
Alan's family won't let me back to their place for Christmas or Thanksgiving ever since they accused me of some such thing, which I disagree with. It's fucked up.
That and you brought your mail-based mail glaze jar. But also, I'm looking at some of these other pictures. Some of these other pizzas don't look so bad. They don't look as crazy as the first one, which literally could just be a piece of charcoal.
Do you have to order it through a Ouija board?
You might have to. It might be like a satanic pizza.
God damn it.
Apparently, a reviewer said it imparts a smoky taste, but doesn't overwhelm the other flavors. I could get down with that, I guess. I don't know. Do you think that's going to be good? I mean, I know they feed charcoal to animals, like, whenever they eat antifreeze and stuff.
But think about this, Alan. How much stronger are animals than humans? Like, how many humans have been killed by animals, you know?
A lot.
A lot, if you think about it. So, it'll make you stronger.
Uh-huh. Now, Russ, another thing that I just saw on the sidebar here that I clicked on, 7 things you need to know before drinking seltzer. Russ, can you explain why people are drinking La Croix?
La Croix, it's irradiated power juice, and you just don't get it. You fuck, it makes you stronger.
It's just bad water.
It's good water. What the fuck? How can it be bad water? It's just water.
Water tastes good. Or water doesn't have any taste. It doesn't have any taste. It's for assholes to drink. But La Croix tastes worse than water.
Makes you feel very European and metropolitan, okay?
Just drink a diet soda.
They don't fucking drink soda out on the streets of Gay Paris. They drink La Croix.
I know you have Bioshock Infinite and you want to go to Gay Paris, but
Alan, you're always taking me back to Dad.
That's true. I'm a lot like Songbird.
The more I think about that game, it pisses me off. Let's talk about games that make me happy and smile and make me
Russ,
feel very
Do you remember the part of that game where it was revealed they made Songbird by looking through a portal to the original BioShock and looking at the Big Daddies? What a cool game.
Yeah, so great. Remember when you killed your ghost mom?
And she was supposed to be an entire class of enemies, but it was just a ghost mom.
You were supposed to kill ghost mom over and over again. Remember when it was like, maybe both sides are wrong, and then it was like, but also ghost mom's here. What the fuck?
It's like, maybe being anti-racist is actually racist.
Somebody, like, remember the part, Do the Right Thing, when, like, Sal's, like, wife came back from the dead as a zombie and they had to team up to kill it?
Remember the part in Do the Right Thing where he throws the trash can through the window, but then a guy picks up the trash can and throws it through the window of his house?
But then he uses what is it called again? A seltzer? What was it in BioShock Infinite? Assault? To, like, grab it with telekinesis and then throw it back for an elite combo.
Now, I like the idea that in BioShock Infinite, they were just drinking LaCroix to get powers.
Have you had some of this foreign tonic? It'll give you magic powers.
It's from France. Gay Paris.
It's
called LaCroix.
All magic stems out of Gay Paris. I mean, that's where the Smurfs live. It was made with Smurf berries, by the way. If you didn't read the deeper lore, might as well have been. Fucking salts. You fucking idiots. Anyway, let's talk about a video game that make me happy and feel good. Sonic News Views, Reviews, and Toots, our Sonic segment. Alan, big news in the Sonic universe. There's a new character joining the team with Sonic. It's you.
It's all of us, Russ.
Yeah, that's right, Alan. It's you specifically. You are the new character in Sonic Forces.
It's true.
How does it feel to be the hottest and coolest new character? Also, as we all know, Alan is a 3-foot-tall talking dog.
That's true. I do have red hair and glasses and a utility belt.
A flamethrower.
And some green boots and a flamethrower and a grappling hook.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What species are you looking forward to playing as?
Have they nailed down what species you can be?
Yes.
I see a rabbit. I see, like, a dog, a cat. What else is there?
A bear? Bird? Okay.
Can you be a bird?
Yes, you can.
Can I be one of the Babylon Rogues?
Yes, you can be one of the Babylon Rogues, but they're kind of fucked because they get a double jump.
The birds do?
The birds get a double jump. What the fuck is that?
Oh, wow, that's because that's what happens when they're part genie. Why won't they add in a human?
Why can't I play as Chris?
Why can't I be Chris, his friend?
Yeah, why can't I be the friend Chris? With a magic sword and blade.
Yeah, why can't I be him? Okay, here we go. Here's what you can do. Do you want to know what the types of animals you can be are?
Please.
Wolf. Automatically draws in rings when near them. Rabbit. Has longer invincible time after getting hit. Cat. Keeps one ring after being hit. That sounds pretty good, actually.
Hell yeah.
Dog restarts with 5 rings after the player dies.
Can you hear that, by the way?
What?
Somebody's hammering away in the background. They're building, the new ballroom for a signature gala.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
The big ball, where all those pretty princesses will be dancing about.
Oh, now, Russ, I heard you're just LARPing the Grand Galloping Gala from My Little Pony.
Fuck off! I just want to be a fancy lad. Do you have to fucking reduce me to this every time?
Yes. Bear blows away enemies with a homing attack.
Fuck yeah.
Bird has a double jump. Hedgehog collects rings when getting damaged. What does that mean? Does the other ones, if you get hurt, you can't pick up a ring? Oh, I hear somebody hammering now.
Okay.
I think that's the cops trying to bust down your door.
Fuck. They know about my illegal ballroom. I didn't get the right paperwork. Finally, my enemies will come to fucking take me down. Now I also can't edit this audio. Talk with my sister about it. She said she was sorry, but it was an error where, like, some cement got onto something, and if she doesn't get this hammered off, it's gonna dry.
Oh, fuck. So, but she said Russ, it's only... is she getting Cask of Amontillado'd?
No, she's Cask of Amontillado'ing somebody else. Wait a minute.
Oh, okay.
It's on the other side of my door.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. The fuck?
Ross, are you getting Cask of Amontillado'd?
I can't... No, that's not... That can't be right. What the fuck? I think I've been Cask of Amontillado'd.
Oh, well, I mean... It's not like you left your room anyway.
Ugh. Well, that's true. I should just turn my internet off. Now I'm really fucked.
How are we still talking, then?
Oh, I'm a Gus.
Oh, that would explain a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. All right. Russ, what's this next story?
What's that?
What's this next story? Next Sonic news story?
Sonic, the Sonic skateboarding game has been unearthed. The secret is out. The people have heard. The original studio behind, I think, a tech deck series of games came out in the early 2000s. Released. By the way, my sister's hammering might go on.
I don't hear it anymore. It's okay.
Well, I'm just warning you. You hear it now?
I can hear it now. It's fine.
Okay. sorry. The Sonic skateboarding game was developed by, like, a couple old some guys who had worked on some tech deck games, and they made it as, like, a promo game and were trying to pitch it to Sega. And they used assets from, like, Sonic. I think it was also the team who made the animations for Sonic Hero cutscenes. Anyway. So they made, like, these cutscenes and then used assets to make a skateboarding game, pitched it to Sonic, and it was ultimately lost, like a lot of games are, you know? People make demos all the time. They don't go somewhere. That's how, you know, how the industry works. You know, there are thousands of scripts in Hollywood. There are tons of early builds of prototype games that never come out. However, a few years later, Sonic Riders.
So you think they just stole this guy's idea?
Hey, I'm not implying nothing.
Is she screaming at the wall?
Yeah. Do you want me to go get Cody Claire?
Did it?
What?
You did it? You figured it out?
I helped out. I don't know. We might be having more house projects going on in the future. Anyway. Where has this podcast even gone? So there are rumors that this man had his dream project stolen. Not really. It was just kind of a thing that they worked on. And he just felt kind of pissed at Sega because they were like, the little guy has been underplayed by the big guy. And Sonic Riders went on to be the greatest racing game ever created.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, it's true.
Damn, it's true. The Babylon Rogues, the sexiest characters of all time.
Yeah, and Russ, I've got another story here.
What did Wave the Swallow play in fucking the Rio Olympics?
Floor gymnastics.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Could be.
I'm looking it up. She was just a member. You could just play as her. What the fuck?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
God fuck. Damn it. God damn it. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Now, Alan, have you seen this comic yet?
Which comic? Yes, I've seen this comic.
Forbes dropped a comic. Where Dr. Eggman... No, well, Neo...
That's Morbius. Mobius. Morpheus?
Yeah. Morbius Orpheus. With the Wolverine.
It's Morbius the Living Vampire.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, it's him holding a pill, says you take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in Green Hill Zone, and none of this has ever happened. And it says Sega will try anything to make people forget about Sonic the Hedgehog's more recent games. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. That implies that playing Sonic's games makes you red-pilled.
If you think about it...
If you think about it, that means that playing Sonic's more recent games makes you red-pilled.
That's... Hey, I've been red-pilled. Look at me. I'm 100% a fucking... I live in Kekistan now because of Sonic the Hedgehog.
I mean, that's true.
I have a lot of feelings about Pepe now. Feelings that...
Sexual feelings.
Sexual feelings. Saw a picture of Lillian James with Pepe's head on there, and I was like, oh my god. I can die happy now. Before I only felt sadness, but now I feel joy. Now I have a Sonic the Hedgehog and Pizza podcast, and I'm using it to spread my hateful message of terrible hate speech.
That's true. That's true.
And the only reason Alan's still here is to stop me, because it turns out Hogcast would be the biggest podcast on the fucking planet if only I could get kicked off somehow. But like Carol Spinney trapped in the Big Bird fucking bioorganic robot suit, I can't be gotten rid of. I'm like a disease. Alan has at several points tried to kill me with a broadsword, but I just regenerate.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's actually a lot like Nier Automata.
Yeah, I can't believe he thought of the same thing, but I thought that was too obscure. Like, nobody would be like, oh yeah, remember that one part?
Remember that one part?
That part was fucking cool.
That part was fucking cool. I wish that would happen to me.
You wish another sexy man would grow out of you?
I was talking about the part where she chokes.
Oh, I was talking about the part where Adam grew
out of the other guy. Yeah. That was cool, too. that was cool, too.
Oh, try it out right now, Alan.
Oh, what?
Stab
what?
Me.
Okay, stab.
Oh!
Russ, that's just your guts.
No, it's me. I'm gut man. Just a big pile of guts now. Fuck, my plan didn't work out so hot. What are you typing? Are you trying to find out how you kill gut man?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to kill gut man.
Oh my god.
Oh man. Russ, let's talk about the episode of Sonic Boom we just watched. It was bad.
Sonic Boom.
The evil Dr. Orbot was the name of the episode.
It's a fucking farce. All a fucking joke. My life's a scam.
I think it might have been the most woke episode.
Well, I mean, the last episode, before there was unions and scabs and stuff.
Well, this proved that the most evil form of evil is capitalism?
Capitalism or institutions. Vertical institutions, non-horizontal institutions. Think about it.
I think that's the case, yeah. So, there's... The mayor decides to make villain permits a thing, and it's kind of like a Venture Brothers thing, but, like, shitty. And they all take a test, and Eggman fails because his pencil breaks, and a guy extorts him for money for another pencil, and then he spends all of his time making a math problem really hard, harder than it should be.
You know how insane you sound right now.
I mean, yeah, I feel like...
You know when that 16-bit villain from that game took a test and forgot pencils.
I feel like I could be recounting the plot of a Twin Peaks episode and that would make more sense than this.
You sound insane. You sound like a ridiculous human.
Well, let me keep recounting this. But he failed the test, and so then he got his robot to download a book into its head, and it took the test, and it got a perfect score. And then... He used it as like a tax loophole, so it could be the villain of the house. But then it started doing a better job than him, and it came up with a weird Ponzi scheme for like a little dog toys, like little cute puppy toys.
You said, and Alan, you need help. Do you need like a bowl of soup
Russ,
or something?
Russ, I smell burnt toast.
To make a long story short, Sonic foiled Orbot, and then through the foiling the paperwork for the stupid hero thing was destroyed, and Eggman took credit for it, and that was it.
And they the other robot did like a stooge poke eye poke thing and reset the Orbot's brain. That's it. And he became normal again.
Somebody who's recently actually watched some like Captain and the Game Master. There's been this weird shift. Or, like, video game cartoons used to be, like, very, like, basically broad stereotypes or, like, broad archetypical it's hero's journey adventures are overlaid with the aesthetics of this video game, but are really generic and have nothing very specific or interesting about them in any way. Now we have entered into some weird Brechtian or almost like Tennessee Williams Theater of the Mind shit that just doesn't make any sense anymore. Crass consumerism has escaped from us, and Sonic the Hedgehog has been trapped inside of a prism or a sphere of terror and disaster. This is how I feel about the subject.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, it just nothing makes sense anymore. The fucking world is falling apart. Or maybe they're just trying to rip off The Simpsons and don't know how to do that.
That's probably it. Yeah. Russ, I've got another... Wasn't there an episode of The Simpsons where Smithers became evil or something and did a better job than Mr. Burns?
I don't know about that. He was a jewel thief in the arcade game.
I can see that. I just know he has a dream where he has a boner that one time.
That's true.
Let's see. I've got a... Speaking of boners, I've got a toot of the week.
Oh, hell yeah.
You'll really like.
Oh, baby.
It is Cru the Papillon.
Quah, the Papillon.
Yeah, Le Quah the Papillon.
I'm going to say, are you going to ask me what to guess what it looks like?
What do they look like?
Yep. I'm going to say the traditional bust of Robespierre from the French Revolution, the sexiest human ever, Robespierre.
Uh-huh. You weren't thinking it'd be Marat, like, getting killed in a bathtub?
No.
Okay. All right, so just, you're going for Robespierre, huh?
Robespierre, yes. Sexiest person. I mean, the other one was kinkier because they were in a bathtub. I feel bad for saying that. Or do what? I don't know.
I'd like to be killed in a bathtub like Marat.
Hell yeah.
Let's see. Open this page. Cru the Papillon is like a gray, I guess, I don't know what he is. What is he supposed
to be? Fuck yeah.
He is a puppy. Oh, a dog. Okay, yeah. He's that type of dog. He has a green beret, and a military outfit. It looks very French. He's got like a little thing on his shoulder. His quote is, "The only thing certain in life is the conclusion of it."
Oh, hell yeah.
He works, let's see. He works for an organization. He's a highly professional sharpshooter and firearms specialist with amazing knowledge and skill in the use of various firearms. Whether he's armed with a bolt-action rifle, sniper rifle, or handgun, he is known for never missing his mark, and as a result was given the name Deadshot. He's ambidextrous and normally wields his weapons left-handedly. He's also very good with throwing weapons. He can use any handheld object as a projectile, from throwing stars to playing cards. So he's kind of like Bullseye from Marvel Comics.
I can't handle this right now.
With enough force and accuracy to be lethal, some examples would be lacerating the person's throat with an envelope, spitting a steel toothpick directly through somebody's skull, and breaking bones with marbles. He's very accurate vision and can read and predict any movements. He isn't very good at hand-to-hand combat, so he relies on firearms only. He's obsessed with vengeance. His description suggests that he sees the world in very black and white terms. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. He believes that every person should choose a goal in their life and pursue that wholeheartedly, regardless of consequences. In this case, being a highly trained sharpshooter and firearm specialist. He's a person who knows very well he will die eventually, and he's more than aware that his actions will mean little when he passes on. But he continues to pursue in his course because it's what he's chosen to do. And I'm looking at some pictures. It's there's him as a little schoolboy getting beat up. And there's him with a sniper rifle. There's him buying something from the Resident Evil merchant, it looks like. That's literally a thing. This has got a lot of good things on sale, stranger, is what the merchant's saying to him. So that's literally the Resident Evil merchant. So yeah, what do you think of this guy?
I was expecting something a lot sexier, but instead, okay, this is a lot deadlier. Ooh. It's very much shit. It's like fucking me, actually. It's like, because you know me, I'm fucking rude and dark.
Well, I think Princess Luna the cat sums this up best. The Kara is good. No need to be 20% cooler. Lol, thanks, said Careful Spoon. So there you go. Oh, hold on a second. My bad. His alignment, bad.
Yeah, I did 20. Want to comment on that, but I didn't know if it was...
Love interest is left blank.
I don't think that Cru the Papillion? What is it again? The
Papillon.
Papillon. I don't think they seem to understand. I don't think they've been playing Metal Gear Solid 3 lately. It's that there's no such thing as bad things or good things. They're all everything is terrible.
That's true. And everything's somewhere in between good and bad. His themes, CO theme from Advanced Wars, and We Are by Hollywood Undead.
Fuck this.
He's good. He's good. I don't know who Hollywood Undead are, but I think they're probably good.
They're like gore for bigger assholes.
Oh, when I think of Hollywood Undead, I think of Mulholland Drive and like the zombie hobo behind the diner.
Hell yeah. That guy fucking rules. Whatever. I love that
He's
guy.
He's pretty cool. He's pretty cool, isn't that Russ? I heard that whenever we went to LA for AX, you tried to get a job as being him.
I thought all cafes or diners needed a figure like that to espouse like darkness, and
yeah, to hang out behind the building and scare people,
terrify mid 2000s character actors. Alas, no, they already no. There's enough scary stuff out there for mid 2000s character actors already, so.
Yeah, especially with dangerous Donald Trump in charge of the country. Anyway, fan questions.
Fan questions. Ooh, we've got so many fans, and they've all got so many crazy questions.
Questions.
Maybe we should start calling them questions, like pizza.
Questions. Yeah, questions.
They're fan
like crustacean.
No, not fan crustaceans. We don't have any fans who would. All our fans have backbones, as far as I know. Unless there's
you definitely don't.
Hey, shut up.
Phone Eating Bear, Peb, asked, worst pizza toppings versus best pizza toppings. Russ, give me a breakdown of your top three pizza toppings, and then worst three pizza toppings.
I gotta say, I like pepperoni.
Pepperoni is good.
Green pepper is my go-to vegetable.
Okay.
And then, I'm feeling, and I'll just have to go another. I like grilled chicken meat.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I would go with pepperoni, sausage, and...
I know I'm going to get flack. I know people are going to fucking track
probably
me down
pepper.
And scream at me. Yeah, green pepper is the universally, like, my favorite
fruit. That's a good vegetable.
Fruit.
That's a good vegetable.
Well, it's technically a fruit, Alan. Come on, it's got seeds in it.
That's true. It's, yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
Now, worst three pizza toppings.
But people are going to try and track me down for not putting sausage in the top three. I like sausage, but sometimes it's too much. Generally, even pepperoni is too much at times, but, like, I like the flavor of pepperoni more. Sorry.
It's fucked up.
Worst ones? I don't like it. I really don't like, cucumber? Don't like cucumber.
Have you ever had a pizza with cucumber on it?
Yeah, like garden pizzas and stuff. If I'm going to have a margarita pizza, all I want is tomato and basil. You know what I'm saying? I don't like undercooked tomato on a pizza. It just turns into like a fucking piece of bread with fucking, it becomes a bruschetta at that point. And then I would have just ordered bruschetta, and I'm never going to order bruschetta because I'm not a big fan. And then there's part of me that wants to say anchovies, but it's not really anchovies' fault because you just have to be in the mood for them, and I'm never, like, only very under specific circumstances am I like, do I want an ultra oily, sweaty, salty pizza? You know what I mean? Like, it's not anchovies' fault that I don't like it. I don't know. Can't
yeah,
say it's the worst, but it's like, I can think of very few situations where I'm like, I want a tasty pizza. I'm ready to put up like a fucking gram of salt on it, like in fish form.
I mean, so the thing is that I feel like it's hard to say what my worst pizza toppings would be because people put a lot of just about anything on pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate macaroni pizza more than just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Some macaroni, maybe? Green olives, I don't like.
You know, I don't like big fat. I'm changing anchovies out. I don't like big fat Kalamata olives. I like little black olives. I like a sliced avocado, and
same.
I like even a cooked down, very simple, like, green Kalamata olive. But when it's a big fat, juicy one and it's just like all in your fucking mouth, ugh. Back off,
it's
Kalamata
gross.
Olives. You
I hate
fuck.
It so much.
Damn.
It's the worst. So, yeah, it's not good. Man. It's just not good.
It's not good.
It's just not good.
Also, I get annoyed. I'm going to spring this up real quick. I get real annoyed when people, when they say, like, splotches of mozzarella cheese are a topping. You know what I mean? When it's not like...
Yeah, it's not a topping.
It's not a full... If it's not a full sheet of cheese on top, it's like, what are you doing? Come on. Get it. Yeah, your artichoke. Oh, this cheese is more expensive. Put some fucking filler cheese on there.
That's true.
It doesn't even have to be good. Just make it filler. Make it off of a rare creamy, you know, like milk, and just don't put as many spices and flavors in it, okay? God.
That's true. Yeah, I don't like olives. I don't like macaroni. Probably like I don't like I think I understand. I kind of feel you on the tomato, but I like when there's like a roasted tomato on there. Mm-hmm. But like sometimes they put like a tomato slice on there, and fuck that.
I don't like the tomato when it's cooked really well and it's like almost like sun dried and like a little crispy. Not bad, but like fucking fat raw, like through the oven, non chopped tomatoes. It's like, who likes that? You have to be hard. You have to be hardcore fucking into tomato to be into that. And I'm not. Or if it's a cheeseburger pizza, I guess that's okay too. But past that, like, what the fuck? I don't get it.
Yeah, just fuck off with that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Fright Shark asked, I have a Sonic question for you. I'd like to know which Sonic characters you think are incel, volcel, and which ones be fucking.
Now, we've probably answered this question in spades since the topics come to hand, but I think we could make it the definitive master list here. Much like there's the Master Emerald, which is,
true.
Speaking of the Master Emerald, Knuckles, volcel. He has to remain as powerful as
obviously
powerful as possible. Eggman, yep. Incel, because he's, evil as fuck. Tails, incel, but in a sweet, innocent way.
Uh huh.
Sonic, non-cell, former volcel turned non-cell, maybe volcel once again. We don't know. Who's to say? It changes. It goes on and off. He can turn it on and off like a switch. That's why he's so fucking powerful, because he has control. Damn it, Sonic.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Amy, non-cell. Shadow.
I think she's incel. She's incel.
You think Amy's incel?
I think Amy's incel.
What the fuck? Okay.
Because she wants to fuck Sonic, but she can't.
That's true, actually. And she only has eyes for Sonic. Fuck.
Yeah, right? Sonic could fuck somebody else, but he doesn't fuck her.
Yeah. Okay, you got me there. Rouge the Bat. Non-cell.
Yeah, non-cell. She fucks.
Yeah, she fucks. Eggman, Arsene incel, Shadow, Volcel, former incel.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Robots, I don't know, does the schema apply to robots too?
I think if Nier Automata told us anything, it's that robots can be whatever, non-cell, incel,
hell
whatever.
Yeah.
Right? I think so. So, yeah, I think that about irons it out. Hold on. Let's just get the Chaotix. I know where there's a lot of other Sonic characters, but let's get the Chaotix out of there.
Yeah. Bomb, incel. Heavy,
okay.
Incel. Espio, non-cell. Charmy,
uh-huh.
Incel. Vector.
Vector?
Volcel.
Volcel, yeah.
Volcel the Crocodile.
Volcel the Crocodile.
That's my
dossier. That's fair. Is this from Curious Cat?
This last one? No, it's from Major, actual daughter. Hello, actual daughter. Welcome to the show. Now, what is mayo acceptable on, and how can I make my friends stop burning me straight to hell whenever I use it? Thanks. Mostly sandwiches.
Russ, here's the thing. You're a mayo fanatic and a white person,
yeah.
So I don't think you can answer this. Let me get in here.
Oh, fuck.
Russ is actually right.
Okay.
Mostly on sandwiches. Here's the sandwiches that it's okay to put on. Some burgers. Depends. A bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich. That's fine. A chicken sandwich. That's also good. Especially if it's spicy chicken sandwich, like from Wendy's. That's good. A tuna sandwich. That's also good. That's about it in terms of sandwiches.
Egg salad.
Egg salad is okay.
Tuna salad.
If you're eating an egg salad sandwich, you're fucking up already.
Chicken
so
salad.
Don't eat that.
Oh, come on. That's a great sandwich.
Chicken sandwich is made with mayonnaise, so that's a little bit different. But, like, egg salad's fuck. Don't eat that. Tuna salad's okay. Chicken salad's okay. Don't eat egg salad sandwiches unless you're, like, an old man.
I'm going to sneak up for actual doctor. Hear me out. I think, Alan, here, I think you could probably put mayo in the same context that ranch is acceptable in. Except
okay,
with pizza.
How?
You can't dip pizza into mayo. That's wrong.
You can't dip pizza into ranch either.
Yes, you can. You can do that all you want, especially for cheapo garbage pizza.
But ranch, I just don't like ranch that much. And this is, let me get back to what I was saying earlier. I like ranch as a substitute for mayo sometimes. like on the Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch.
Yeah.
That's fine. A lot of times at like in high school or at like the Chick-fil-A that we had like in our like food court at college, I would just get some ranch instead of mayo and just put that on my sandwich instead of mayo. And you know what? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's better than Mance. It's like ranch. It's like it's better than mayo. I called it Mance, which is like mayo and ranch combined.
Is that where necromancy comes from? Is the dark yes. combination of mayo and ranch?
Yes. Ranch is just like mayo, but like exciting, slightly more. But you know, I've had some other kinds of mayo that aren't too bad. Mm-hmm. I think Japanese mayo might be good. I had a torta once that had like mayo on it, but it was like Mexican, and I feel like it might have been like a little bit more eggy, like it was a little bit less, it was a little bit more yellowy or something. Like it felt more. It had more like substance to it.
Yeah, than, yeah. I hear you. I hear you.
Than normal mayo. It was a little bit better. I don't know. I think it maybe depends. But, and you know, Hellman's mayo is a pretty decent, but like, you start getting like Miracle Whip and shit, then I don't know. But like, you know, mayo's not. You gotta be careful with the mayo.
You gotta be careful.
Never put too much, gotta be careful too much mayo on mayo. Something. You put too much mayo on something, you've killed it.
Mayo glaze, on the other hand. Anyway.
Yeah, mayo glaze.
Mayo glaze. One last thing. I actually just checked Curious Cat because you reminded me. How potent is ancient Greek seed?
Now, are we talking about ancient Greek seed straight from the tap or ancient Greek seed now?
This is what I'm feeling. At first, I thought they were talking about some sort of superfood I didn't know about or some sort of like ancient grain. However, no. Instead, I think it's just how close. Now, it's. The power of the seed, I guess, depends on the closest to how close it came to Zeus's ejaculate. You know what I mean?
Here's what I
also believe in the ancient Greek gods.
I think that over the years of putting fluoride in water and hormones in our food and basically turning all men into sissies like Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I think that all the seed is substantially weaker now. Everybody's T levels are too low.
Uh-huh.
I think if you were to even touch ancient Greek seed, you would, regardless of genitalia, you would become pregnant. That's how potent it was.
So if you can burn a lot of like myrrh or frankincense, ambrosia, just start putting ambrosia out near your bedside, and hopefully some sort of ancient god might touch your junk and.
Oh, it's Somnos, the god of dreams.
got that sleepy dick. And maybe hopefully one day you'll get some ancient Greek seed in you, you know? Like blessed ancient Greek seed, not natural.
The seed's blessed. Maybe you get some of Hephaestus's molten lead seed.
Yes.
So, yeah. Anyway.
That's right. Ladies, men are just like Pokemon. All their seed has elemental types.
That's what Adventure Time Elements mini series was about.
Oh my god.
Candy, slime.
Oh my god.
Fire and ice seed.
So look up an elemental chart at some point for Mincom.
Now, as you know, Russ, as you mentioned before, my seed is ghost and dark type, and I have no weaknesses.
Mine is a flying type, which I think has the most weaknesses, I think.
That's true.
Now, yeah, is it grass type? Isn't grass type? Let me look it up.
You sure it's not flying?
Most weaknesses. I'm Googling this real quick. Ice and grass.
Damn. Damn it, true.
I'm ice type. I could slay dragons, but that's about it. Even then, like...
That's about it. You can come on a dragon.
Come on a dragon. Come on, Eileen.
Yeah. Who sang that song?
Dixie Midnight Runners.
Dexstar's... The cat from the Green Lantern.
Yes.
The cat from the Red Lantern.
Dexter Jetster, my favorite character from Star Wars Episode 2. The number one simulated movie of all time. Dash Rendar, you fuck. Dungar? What's the name of the mummy?
Dengar?
Dengar, you fuck. Admiral Thrawn, you fuck. You single-handedly... Of all the Star Wars Legends characters to be saved, it was you and not fucking Mara Jade. Admiral Thrawn, I'm coming for you. And I've got a blade. A light blade. A vibro blade. And I'm gonna fucking kill ya.
It's true.
Alan, do you have any plugs for the program?
My Twitter is at Action on Twitter. The show's Twitter is Hogcast SD. You can the show's site is hogcast.com or cuck.zone or escapefromthe.city. Mm-hmm. Follow us, subscribe on iTunes, rate and review, mm-hmm. share the show.
Yeah, share the show. Please tell all your friends about it, and maybe like recommend it to a family member, or if you work at a store, play it over the intercom. Hey, if you work at a store, play it over the intercom.
Hey, if you work at a store, play it over the intercom.
Especially if it's a store that like a lot of old people hang out at. I'm looking for that senior citizen demo, if you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'm PissGalvin on Twitter, and live and learn.
Live and learn. Yeah.